Abu Ali's podcast. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today we have Aaron Noone with us, a Middle East military analyst, to break down the incredibly fast-moving events of the last 24 hours between Iran and Israel. Aaron Noone, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's certainly been a busy day.
Absolutely. Let's start with the Iranian missile attacks. Reports are saying they weren't as effective as Iran projected. What's your assessment?
That's right. According to reports, despite the Supreme Leader's impressive graphics, the Iranian launches were, quote, the least effective to date. They launched several volleys, but with only a handful of missiles each time, and thankfully, no reported casualties. This suggests a potential shortage of launchers, as they're dividing a single volley into multiple smaller ones. This could be a strong indicator that Israeli strikes against Iranian launchers are proving effective.
So, Israel seems to be proactively targeting Iran's missile capabilities. We're seeing reports of strikes in western Iran. What's the strategic value of these strikes?
The reports indicate that the Israeli Air Force has been conducting waves of strikes against Iranian military targets, specifically targeting, quote, dozens of facilities for storing and launching surface-to-surface missiles, UAV storage sites, and surface-to-air missile launchers in western Iran. This is a clear attempt to degrade Iran's ability to launch retaliatory strikes and to cripple their long-range strike capabilities. It's about diminishing their offensive power, making it harder for them to project force.
And what about the reports of attacks in Tabriz in northern Iran? How does that fit into the overall picture?
Attacks in Tabriz, if confirmed, are significant because of the concentration of military industries and research facilities in that region. Targeting Tabriz would aim to damage Iran's ability to produce and develop advanced weaponry, further hindering their long-term military capabilities. It's a strategic blow, aiming to set back their advancements.
Now, let's talk about the reported elimination of Iranian military leadership. We're seeing reports of the assassination of Ali Shadmani, the Ramat call of war in Tehran. How significant is this?
This is a major blow to the Iranian military establishment. The reports state that Ali Shadmani was, quote, the highest-ranking military commander and the closest person to Iranian leader Ali Khamenei. He was in charge of managing combat operations and approving Iranian fire plans. Eliminating him, especially after his predecessor was also killed, disrupts the chain of command and creates significant paranoia within the Iranian leadership. As the Telegram channel notes, quote, the psychological effect that this assassination creates on the Iranian leadership and senior officials in the Iranian military system is significant. They will become much more paranoid.
It seems like a very targeted campaign.
Precisely. It's about decapitation, removing key decision makers and commanders to sow chaos and disrupt their ability to respond effectively. It also sends a very clear message about the reach and capabilities of Israeli intelligence. We're also seeing Trump weighing in, even calling for people to evacuate Tehran. How seriously should we take these pronouncements?
Trump's statements are always theatrical, let's say. While it's important to note that he no longer holds office, his words carry weight, especially with his base. His pronouncements like, quote, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran, are likely intended to increase pressure on Iran and signal a willingness to take a hard line. He is definitely trying to position himself as a strong leader on this issue. But whether those words translate into concrete actions from the current administration is another question entirely.
The Telegram channel also highlights the fact that, quote, I expect nothing less than complete surrender from the Iranians. That's a pretty strong statement.
It is. But again, it's Trump. He excels at making bold pronouncements. Whether that reflects a real strategy or is simply rhetoric remains to be seen. However, his comments definitely amplify the sense of crisis and could potentially influence the actions of other players in the region. It adds another layer of complexity to an already volatile situation.
Finally, what's your overall assessment?
where do you see this escalating?
We're in a very dangerous and unpredictable situation. Israel seems to be pursuing a strategy of degrading Iran's military capabilities and disrupting its leadership, while Iran is lashing out with missile strikes. The key factor to watch is whether the international community, particularly the United States, steps in to de-escalate the situation. Trump's rhetoric, while potentially destabilizing, could also create an opening for diplomacy. However, the risk of further escalation remains very high, and we could see this conflict spiral into a wider regional war.